The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Take your pants off and go for it.
That's your weekend plans, huh?
Yep. All right.
You had an up inflection, though, like it was a question.
Go for it and go for it and go for it. Mark Lundholm, about a half hour from now, he's going to phone the program. Download the podcast, stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Friday, May 1st. It's not Mother's Day till next Sunday. I found that out yesterday at home. And I was asking when Mother's Day is, and she gave me that look, I should know. I said, no, I shouldn't know because of a global pandemic.
Yeah.
But it's next Sunday, and today's May 1st, right?
May Day.
All right.
Or there's
things are going to start happening now.
A lot of cake and pastries involved, apparently.
I think the virus said it will end on the May Day, right? Just as we're done.
Yeah, but it said that on Easter, too.
It did. You're right.
So it's been lying to us.
I don't trust the virus.
Now, Patricia writes, and I seem to remember this. We made little baskets and put them on our friend's front steps and then ran away.
Yeah, I did.
You ring the doorbell and then and run away. You play the ding-dong dash with a May Day basket.
I'd light them on fire and they'd have to stop on them.
Yeah. And put a little poop.
We put a little poop on top. We did May Day poop. It was great. The May Day poop baskets were fun.
The ring doorbell has ruined that.
It has.
Yeah.
Puss catches us every year on his ring doorbell.
It's not even May Day.
Well, it's halfway to May Day we drop off poop, too.
You have the element of surprise.
Right.
May Day would be a little too obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we do it on non-May Days, just to throw them off.
It was on this date in 2003, Metallica performed at San Quentin State Prison in California.
Dude, I remember that video. It's pretty cool.
St. Anger.
Yep.
At the same place Johnny Cash played years ago.
Yeah. I think that was
Folsom.
That was Folsom Prison.
That's right. Yeah. But San Quentin's for badasses, right? Well, that's a federal prison.
Yeah, it is. Bad boys. A lot of ladies, a lot of bad boys in there.
A lot of heartbreakers.
Yeah.
All right, so next week, it's May the 4th be with you.
Oh, shut up.
And then
it's Cinco de Mayo.
Well, it's always Cinco.
It's Revenge of the 5th.
No, don't take away Cinco de Mayo, nerds.
Don't make a Star Wars holiday out of Cinco de Mayo.
No. I'm not, but I'm sharing with you that some people have.
Geeks.
Because you have to commemorate the entire saga. And it might take 2 days to watch it. Every year.
Once again, you don't step on somebody else's holiday.
No, that was their first.
Yep.
You can't hijack that.
So you can see some a bunch of online Star Wars stuff that is not happening at New York Comic Con.
A lot of people are extremely disappointed that Cinco de Mayo falls on a Taco Tuesday and they can't go out. Although you can here, can't you? Won't the restrictions be lifted in a lot of places?
Don't know.
And you can go to a 50% capacity Mexican restaurant and have your Taco Tuesday on Cinco de Mayo?
I guess.
Yeah, take your grandma.
I don't know how it's... Take your grandma and her oxygen tank, right. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the rules are. I saw the governor speak a little bit 2-3 days ago, and then I saw our mayor. No, I didn't even see the mayor recently because I just watch national news, and that's all I care about. Which I should actually care more about locally, but I don't know what's going on, Todd. You tell me.
I don't care.
I'm not going to a restaurant.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
No. I'm not the guinea pig. Are you a guinea pig, Craig?
I have actually saved a lot of money.
All right.
Well, I mean, not necessarily kept it.
No, I know what you mean. Oh, no.
not spending it there.
Just not spending it at restaurants.
I don't want to sound heartless to people that are not working, because a lot of people are unemployed.
And right.
People, but you're right. I've actually not spent near as much money. I mean, there's one loan I got on the side. I've been paying that down a lot more during this, because I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Now, I really want to go do that. I want to spend $100
And you're looking forward to when you can.
Oh, yeah. I want to blow $100 at a bar with something to eat and drink all night. I do want, but I'm not.
That's the upside for me, too. Next month, the credit card will be paid off.
Yeah.
Because I'm not racking up airline flights and rental cars.
No, that's huge. Yeah. Right. Airline flights and rental cars.
Because that's most of my credit card expenses, travel.
Yeah.
You know, and then whatever the hell. Everybody decides to buy on Amazon.
Everybody.
There's a little bit of that.
Everybody.
There's only two of you in the house, man.
Well, I spend a little money on Amazon, too.
Well, yeah, you had to have the really nice putting green.
I did.
I just don't want to be nervous in a restaurant. Do you? And I really want to go to a restaurant. I go to restaurants a lot.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
55% of us say live concerts should not resume until there's a vaccine.
Well, then we're going to be waiting a long time for that then, because the vaccine ain't happening at least till next year. And I think live concerts are going to happen before that.
40% said they are willing to wait for a vaccine, even if it takes over a year to develop. Which means that most of us aren't, or at least some of us don't know.
What they're going to do, I think, is there's so much money out there that people are losing, and people are just going crazy. And I'm not saying go out early, but there's going to be thermal heat things and people walking in places. I mean, they've talked about it. I've seen a couple things. What's it going to look like? I know people get pissed off when you say the new normal. I want the old normal. Well, we all do. But it's not going to be that way for a while. If the new normal means temperature at the door, masks, separation, at least you're out. No. I'm not going to go out.
That might be what it takes.
Yeah, I'll let somebody else test that water. Unfortunately, workers have to go back to work and test that water. Bartenders and waiters and waitresses that are not getting paid are going to have to go back out.
Yeah, they don't really have a lot of choice.
They don't. And there will be people going out, but it's not going to be us. How about you, Nick? Are you going to hit a bar or restaurant?
Not for a while.
No.
I'm sure it's going to get, once the restrictions are lifted, I'm going to have a lot harder time explaining to my family why
I know
we shouldn't be doing this.
That's my problem.
It's going to be harder.
I think I'm going to have that too. Not necessarily my wife, but me. Yeah, I think I'm going to have it with everybody actually.
Yeah, I'll let
And then if they go, they're coming home and bringing everything.
Right,
it's like, well, I might as well.
Right.
I don't know.
I'll let Nugent and Kid Rock be my guinea pigs. Those guys.
Yeah. If they come through, I'll go see them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Texas and Florida are pretty much, and actually Texas and Georgia are going to be huge guinea pigs here coming up, because all restaurants and bars, they're going to open them. So, Doc Ed on Monday, we'll find out what he feels about that. He lives in Houston.
No, Dallas.
I'm sorry, you're right. He's from Houston.
Well, then these states, I think they might start doing what Florida's doing. That guy's just like, you know, not testing. They're not counting the deaths.
Yeah, they're not counting them. Oh, that's right.
It's not that they're not happening.
He made a law where you can't announce the deaths, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The governor of
Florida. I don't know if it was a law or they're just not doing it, not reporting it.
Well, he can control that.
No.
Yeah. Or we can just go 5 miles an hour and nobody's going to die, like our governor said, our brilliant-ass governor. We've been the hot spot of Grand Island's been making the national news a lot. I mean, national news, like what's going on in Nebraska? So I share it with Pete once in a while on Twitter.
Time to get a haircut.
He never gets back to me.
Maybe somebody can tell me.
People need to work too. I don't. It's all a mess.
Yeah, who listens there or has friends or relatives there is Hall County, Nebraska, blaming the Mexicans.
Well, they're the ones making their food.
Yeah. Oh no, they're the ones working the packing plants too.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
making their breakfast sausage.
Right.
Why aren't they blaming everything else on the Mexicans?
Of course.
Leading up to this, might as well.
They would seem a convenient scapegoat, and it would seem that everybody needs a scapegoat
but
in
this particular
situation. You got to find out who to blame.
It's not my fault.
I did see a video of a bunch of pork plants all across the country where a lot of white men and white women and black men and black women are walking in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not all Mexicans. And that's stupid to even say.
Yeah, but they're the ones. They're the ones spreading the virus.
I mean, they showed a plant in Arkansas. That's open, and they had a hidden camera in there, and they're all just hanging out together, getting ready for work at this meat processing plant. Most of them were African American, and they said it busted them. They said, "Well, no, we're going to separate people tomorrow."
Yeah,
I mean, you saw that story is lame.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tyson Foods plant in Waterloo, Iowa, staying closed. Black Hawk County health leaders made the announcement yesterday, saying that about 90%. Of the coronavirus cases in the county can be traced back to the Tyson plant. Currently, no set date for the plant to reopen.
Is there going to be a meat panic buying now? Just because of the discussion that there might be a shortage?
Sure.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the store recently, and I don't go to the store at all, so I haven't seen if the chicken and the beef have been cleaned out.
Apparently not. My wife brings home some all the time, so not yet.
Yeah, but I think
it depends on what you're looking
for. Right, the panic buying probably would have started just real recently.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Meat is the new toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a guy that works.
Don't mix them up.
Yeah, don't use it that way.
Don't mix them up.
Yeah.
Where's that chicken at? Oh, I wiped my ass with it.
The pork chops again?
Who flushed a pork chop? Damn it.
But if you do mix it up.
That felt weird.
If you do mix it up, make sure you get the boneless.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could wipe your ass with a chicken breast, I suppose.
But you don't want the bone in.
It was salmonella
the,
right
the
there.
The bone salmonella in can cause problems.
Dr. Bean is going to check in next week. Doc, can we wipe our ass with raw chicken
with
breast?
Chicken breast.
Because it would be raw, and that's you're not supposed to be eating raw chicken, obviously. So, and your butthole takes stuff in. I know mine does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. We know, too.
And you probably don't
There's
want to
mouth
put any,
up here, dude.
Any hand sanitizer or chicken sanitizer, as the case would be, on that breast because it would sting.
Oh, you're right.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to sanitize all the surfaces it touched.
Well, yeah, you're right.
It's on the counter right to my ass.
You can't go counter to ass.
I know you can't. You should
well, you can go counter to ass. You can't go ass to counter.
Ass to counter is where you run into problems.
Good point.
Ken says,
is this an ass-free counter? I don't know. My dad was in here earlier.
I travel to Grand Island and Hull County yearly during my umpire duties. Those might be cut back.
He said duties.
He said duties.
It's not just Mexicans, but refugees from the Sudan.
Yeah, refugees.
And other West African companies. And definitely a lack of communication going on in those plants.
Yeah, they're not getting paid unless they work either.
Oh, no.
And you got to feed.
But I don't think because of the language barrier,
your family. You got to feed your family.
They're not imparting, the gravity of this situation.
Yeah.
No. I believe that's happening.
Which is a shame. Yeah, one of the Grand Island nursing homes, they lost like 10 people in like one couple days. And that came from the plant, they said in the news last night.
That, and Kevin says.
Once again, that's all national news now.
It's busy at Omaha Steaks. This is the time for panic buying. It's happening.
Well, they're still shipping Omaha Steaks everywhere, right? Okay.
But the panic buying, he also says, is not necessary.
No,
it is not necessary.
No. They got the meat. Yeah. We got the meat.
Stop using it to wipe your ass. Just eat it.
Right.
I think we're the first to get to tell you about that.
We're out of toilet paper. What are those Omaha Steaks showing up? I used to sell meat on the phone at that place.
Did you really?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, don't want any meat. And like, are you running out of toilet paper?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I think that's a rite of passage if you grew up in Omaha.
Sounds
you have to
like
sell
it.
Omaha Steaks over the phone.
Right. Well, good for them. They're probably,
at some point in your life.
They're probably busy now.
Yeah, I was not good at that.
Yeah. I'm sure you weren't.
So, right. So, kind of just fit in with everything else. But,
Nobody's surprised by
not
that.
Not that that stood out.
No, when you're good at regular jobs, you don't end up doing this because you
right.
And that's why I was proud of that.
They take you.
they would have the packages that you were supposed to sell people,
right?
And then they would also give you like this all these papers that had all the other specials in case somebody asked about them. So it's like, oh, so like a mailer would have like burgers that come with the clock radio. So when I couldn't get people to buy the big specials, I would just compile these like make my own specials.
Okay.
So I'd be like, okay, if you don't want that, well, do you want all these steaks and these burgers and a clock radio and a towel? And like, then they're like, how much? And I'm like, it's like $25. And they're like, what's wrong with the meat? I'm like, nothing.
But they want the swag.
Yeah. Well, and then the profit codes or what? Like,
okay.
I wouldn't even make any money on commission on them at all. But you'd at least be able to like chalk up a sale. I like, got one.
Did you get yelled at for that?
Oh yeah, I got in trouble for that.
Well, Miguel says meat hoarding has started. Trip to Walmart this morning. It is mostly gone, and he's out of Omaha.
Oh, meat hoarders.
This is going to get to the point where people are planting survival gardens instead of victory gardens.
Having a cow in your yard. And I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, and you don't want to have the story. So I was hoarding my meat last night.
Yeah. So I walked the dogs yesterday,
and
Christy was with me.
What you could have said that yesterday.
And we noticed, and we hadn't noticed this before, but the sound of chickens just a couple blocks away from where we live.
Well, I thought you wanted to get a chicken farm.
Well, somebody has a chicken coop in the neighborhood.
Okay, well, it's legal. Yeah.
I didn't know if it was legal in the city limits.
Yeah. I think it is.
You're jealous, aren't you?
Yeah. I am.
Because you want a chicken coop. You still want the chicken coop.
Yeah, but
you have all the time in the world. Build a damn chicken coop.
Jealous of the neighbor's rooster.
Yeah. Can't do it. I need the space in the backyard, and that's occupied by golden retriever, chicken killing golden retrievers.
And that's budding mat.
You're right.
Yeah. That's their domain.
You're right.
Hey, you know, buck the trend. Put your chickens in the front yard.
Right.
You know? Be that guy.
Put your chickens in the front yard.
Along with the couch and the weight bench.
The neighbors will be fine.
Yeah, put your chickens in the front yard.
That's just Todd and his front yard chickens.
Front yard. Todd. That's his man. Todd and the front yard chickens.
All right.
Put your fridge on the lawn and just shoot it.
Yeah.
They rock.
Get a few junk cars.
Yeah.
Park them out front.
Put your fridge in the yard and just shoot it. They do rock. Todd and the front yard chickens.
Yeah. The Oregon Strip Club. Behind Boober Eats.
Yeah, what was the name of that club? I didn't recognize it. It's a Portland club.
Lucky Devil Lounge. They're now operating Food to Go-Go.
So strippers.
A new service for patrons. A drive-through, what they call burlesque show.
That means they can't show nipples.
For paying customers. That's what I think as well.
Burlesque, just like body outfits and stuff.
Yeah, it's not even a peep show.
No.
You pay $30 to drive through the lot surrounded by dancers.
$30.
There's a meal. There's a song. Oh, you get one song.
Are you allowed to masturbate?
I can't answer that.
Well, somebody's going to.
Doesn't matter the story.
Yeah, they say business is booming and dancers are making money.
Why not?
Some customers go through three times in one night. So, yes, there is masturbation.
That's $90.
But it takes you three times.
I think they would be insulted if you didn't masturbate. So do them a favor. I'm sure they're flattered.
We should check with them on that.
If you masturbate, I bet you they're flattered.
Some people are just getting food because it's the closest place to get food.
And you get to see boobs, right? Well, you got no burlesque.
I've never eaten at a strip club. Have you ever had a good meal at a strip club?
I've never had an appetizer at a strip club. But you hear about
there being buffets and whatnot at the strip club. Yeah, but
there
are nicer strip clubs at that place like that, especially in the bigger cities.
But we don't frequent the strip clubs, and I haven't been in a long time.
No.
I've never been to a strip club where I would want to eat anything there.
No, you're right. That's a late-night drinking thing with your buddies. You're not ordering cheese sticks.
You know. Yeah, but, you know, some people like to go and just hang out for the ambiance.
Oh, no, I get that.
Sure.
I get that.
Yeah. You're going to have food if you're just hanging out.
It's always nice. True. The ambiance is nice.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
And you forget that people don't always have their shirts off.
Don't wipe your ass with chicken breast. You never go counter to ass, right? No.
Yeah. Ass to counter.
Ass to counter.
You got to listen to the whole show.
No.
Mark Lundholm coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.